It's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 18th day of June for 2019. And the news this morning, National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the mother lode today. A strong ridge of high pressure will bring temperatures up to 10 to 15 degrees above average. While conditions will remain warm through the middle of the week, today is expected to be the hottest of the week. Widespread readings of 100 to 106 degrees are likely during the afternoon, which may impact those who are more sensitive to exposure to heat. The most vulnerable include the elderly, children, those without effective cooling systems or adequate hydration, and those that work outside. Prolonged exposure to hot weather may increase the chances for heat exhaustion and heat stroke. So drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. A heat advisory means that a prolonged period of hot temperatures is expected and will create a situation in which heat illness is possible. And as we always say, make sure that our four-legged furry friends have some cool, clear water as well to drink if they're going to be outside this afternoon.
Well, more details in the search for a plane that crashed into Lake Tulloch released yesterday. Well, according to Calaveras Sheriff Rick DiBasilio, search units located the submerged plane, and current plans are to recover it probably early this afternoon. The plane is described as a single-engine aircraft. The Calaveras Sheriff Office Department Fish and Wildlife, CAL FIRE, Copperopolis Fire, and Tuolumne Sheriff responded to the scene Sunday and continued to search throughout the night. Monday's efforts included Calaveras Sheriff Office, Tuolumne County, Department of Fish and Wildlife, and Amador County deputies, with additional resources consisting of sonar and submersible remotely operated underwater vehicle. Now, around noontime yesterday, the aircraft was located about 110 feet below the surface of the lake through the use of sonar. The spotting was confirmed by the ROV. According to DiBasilio, additional resources have been requested to recover the aircraft and its contents due to the depth of water. The plane reportedly left out of Stanislaus County Sunday and was en route to Tuolumne County. The pilot's name will not be released till the next of kin is notified.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office announced late yesterday that pending any further investigation or leads, the search efforts to locate David Johnson, who recently disappeared near the McCallum, have been suspended. A large-scale multi-agency search operation has stretched the area between the Electra Powerhouse and Pardee Reservoir, with over 100 searchers participating. Clothing, including undergarments and motorcycle riding gear belonging to the 43-year-old Johnson, were discovered by the river's edge. Additionally, specially trained canines have indicated that Johnson's scent travels from the location of his motorcycle parked at the rest area towards the river's edge. Other personal items were also located in the area. So far, searchers, including ground, boat, and in the air, have spent days looking for Johnson. Until more information or leads turns up, search efforts for Johnson will now be limited to just Calaveras Sheriff's Deputy's Marine Safety Unit. Anyone who may have seen David Johnson or has information regarding his disappearance, please call the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office 754-6500 or the investigation tip line 754-6030.
And the Sutter Creek City Council prepared for the new fiscal year as they reviewed the draft of the city's 2019-20 budget last night. City Manager Amy Gedney described the document as a no-frills budget. All told, the city expects to take in $1.88 million in revenue this coming year, with the largest source of revenue, property tax at $498,000, sales tax at $350,000, and transient occupancy tax at $275,000. Now, the city's budget projects a small surplus at the end of the year. The city's largest single expense remains the police department, where the city expects to spend just over $1 million in total. The city will also spend $365,000 on its finance department, $83,000 in building and planning services, and $185,000 on parks and recreation.
And the Amador El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE will be conducting a fuels reduction training burn today and tomorrow outside of Ione. This will take place at the Sacramento Valley Shooting Center off of Meese Road, which is actually in Sacramento County. This annual burn helps mitigate hazards at the shooting center and gives firefighters live fire training in a controlled environment. Smoke will be visible throughout the area today and tomorrow.
And Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters and CAL FIRE responded Sunday to a vegetation fire in Rancho Calaveras. Forward progress stopped and the fire contained to only a half an acre. Cause under investigation, it appears to have been started by a weed eater. Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters continue to remind everyone, get your weed eating and fuel reduction completed before 10 a.m. The reason? Time involves higher relative humidity and cooler temperatures in the morning. If it's windy, postpone your work. The vegetation in the lower elevations has cured and any spark will start a fire. Again, the reason for this time, higher relative humidity and cooler temperatures in the morning. Get that done before 10 a.m.
And early yesterday, CAL FIRE crews rolled to a small spot fire along Highway 88 near the Amador-San Joaquin County line. First responders reported that the fire was just a spot. The fire was contained by about 7 o'clock to a 10 by 100-foot spot along the roadway. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Again, CAL FIRE reminds everyone this is not the time of year to pull over into dry grass, nor is any time of year the time of year to pull over into dry grass with a hot catalytic converter.
And Amador Transit wants to remind local riders there will be no bus service on the 4th of July. Of course, that's in observance of Independence Day. For more information on Amador Transit, we got amadortransit.com, 267-9395, Facebook, and Twitter. But again, no bus service on the 4th of July.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.